You're listening to Upstream, a production of the Open Source and Standards team at Red Hat. For more podcasts and updates, visit community.redhat.com or follow us on Twitter at Red Hat Open.
I'm Rich Bowen. I'm the OpenStack Community Liaison at Red Hat, and I work with the RDO project. RDO is a packaging of OpenStack by and for the CentOS community. At the recent RDO meetup in Vancouver at the OpenStack Summit, Karsten Wade talked a little bit about the relationship with CentOS, how we're using the CentOS infrastructure in the RDO project, and some about the CentOS Cloud SIG. So here's Karsten. Karsten, do you want to say a little bit about CentOS infrastructure?
Yes.
And the Cloud SIG? I will mention, for those of you that haven't seen it yet, that we did announce this morning repos for, I guess this was mentioned earlier, repos for Kilo CentOS 7 and Juno CentOS 6. That was announced just this morning. So,
and I'll explain to you why that actually is really cool, and not just because we're moving package repos around. I don't know a lot of you. My name is Karsten Wade. I do stuff for CentOS, and on the Red Hat side, I have the pleasure of being the team manager, which means I basically ask them what they need for me to get their job done and do things out of their way. I want to give you three quick messages that you can to be able to take away and understand about what's going on with CentOS and RDO. And then I'll go really briefly into a little bit of the details about the infrastructure, and then I'll paste those notes into the Etherpad so that everybody's got it for later. First of all, when I say that CentOS project cares about OpenStack, it's more than just, hey, we really hope things run on top of there. We're actually doing the work to make sure that we're testing against upstream OpenStack. We will never ship a cloud instance that doesn't run on OpenStack. We have a separate SIG whose job it is to make cloud instances for Amazon and Google Compute and so forth, and everything in there will run on OpenStack. Our goal is to care a lot about using CentOS instead of OpenStack as a host and as a node, and paying attention to that. The second thing is that we have grown the community with the relationship between RDO and the CentOS project. Just looking at the numbers right now, it looks like more proof of concepts are going out, more actual systems are running with the combination of these components in the real world, and people are actually coming in and contributing to the project, and CentOS project is set up for people to come in and make serious contributions through the Cloud SIG, through other SIGs. And so for example, when I'll tell you about the CI that we've got going, you know, as we're setting all that up, it's gonna be all hands-on. You know, we're definitely gonna be pulling in help from the Red Hat engineering team, but we need more people than that, we need more attention, we need to know more about the environments you're running and that kind of thing to make sure that our testing covers everything. So what's going on in our CI, ci.centos.org, at the moment the only thing in there is RDO Manager for 7.1, or for CentOS 7, but we are working on getting all the other packages in there. The idea about that CentOS is that it's a complete story, it's not just testing things in a silo. So libvirt, for example, now has their upstream CI on ci.centos.org, so you know there's an example of a component that will always be tested against OpenStack. Our goal is not to replace, but to supplement the upstream CI instance, and to make sure that the tests and that we're testing the code itself in all these cases, and our goal is to make sure that we're integrating well with OpenStack and giving confidence that everything is tested and that will work and that no component on CentOS will break. So we're running, just a quick run about how all this goes is we're running RDO against the CI, then we integrate all the other CentOS components against RDO. So, for example, as we bring Ceph in to the CI, it's going to get tested against that. And part of this is that we want to assure people that when you install RDO and install CentOS, you can disable the CentOS repos, you enable the RDO repos, and a yum update will never break your system, right? I mean, at least in terms of not an upgrade between major releases, but just a simple package update should not break any things. And all of, you know, we want there to be a base level of assurance that goes on to that out throughout the CI. We're also going to be working on taking the nightly updates and passing those through against the known good repository. So we'll be talking more about how we can be supporting what's going on with DeLorean, and then we'll be making those available in a CentOS RDO updates repository. So we'll also have the nightlies at all times. So it's essentially, and everything in there is also the same as all the other CentOS updates. So when we get package that comes, the software that, or sorry, source that comes over from the Red Hat's release team, and we rebuild it, put it in. Again, everything's tested nightly, so you know that it's you know, it's not just the OpenStack components, it's everything else that's going in there that's going to be.
You're referring to RHEL packages, basically.
That's right.
Are going through CentOS. Okay.
So I mean, for those who aren't really aware, Red Hat's release team releases source for RHEL now directly to git.centos.org. There isn't a step of source RPMs on FTP, and then stuff gets pulled in. They actually do the release directly. We notice it's there, and that's when we start doing our rebuild. Yeah, and then this is an important one as well to notice that we'll block updates to the repository that breaks RDO. So I mean, RDO, you know, OpenStack is a blocker when it comes to releases for us. And you know, as we pull everything into the CI, that's going to happen. So again, it's just that assurance that things are going to work and nothing's going to blow up on people. Because I've been hearing that story from folks this week, so I want to make sure that's true. And something else, a final bit that's important to note. And I apologize for referring to my notes. You know, Karinder Singh, the project lead, was not able to be here this week. He's much better at talking about all this stuff. I wanted to make sure I was accurately reflecting what he wanted me to have everybody hear. So, you know, that's why I'm making sure I'm not missing anything. But this is an important note that from our perspective, the CentOS project is the only place that you can go to see OpenStack, to see RDO in a complete and tested environment. It's the only vendor neutral environment. There's no tweaks that are going on related to people's product desires, and no vendor molding going on that side. So our goal is to be as close to, you know, close to vanilla, repackage and test against everything. And I don't know how long that's going to go on, but for now, this is, you know, that's one of those things to carry away, is that this is going to be the only place you can go to get a completely tested OpenStack, you know, running from the bare metal all the way up. I think that's it.
Thanks for listening. This is Rich Bowen, the community liaison for the RDO project. You can read more about RDO at rdoproject.org and watch for additional podcasts from the RDO meetup in the next few days.
You've been listening to Upstream, a production of the Open Source and Standards team at Red Hat. Music for this podcast is The Big House by Jason Shaw, available under the Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 license. For more podcasts and updates on work with the larger open source community, visit community.redhat.com or follow us on Twitter @RedHatOpen.